It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is a professional author.
Damn it!
Wow, we just called him amateur.
that would hurt my soul a little bit, not gonna lie.
I thought I had it. I thought I knew. I can't do it.
Oh no.
This was the worst video idea ever.
I thought you would have caught this one.
Wait, say it again?
Oh, you're slipping.
Hold on.
Salt, you're making us look real dumb. I hope you know that, right?
Da, 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 da.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the Tutor Round Podcast. My name is Richard.
My name is Austin.
Today, if you haven't read the title, we're going to see if booktubers have it in us to determine whether some type of writing is a real, genuine author, an amateur, or AI slop. And so we're cracked up to be? Are we experts? Are we just amateurs ourselves? Or are we AI? That's the real question here. So this video idea was actually by our friend Caleb. And so hello, Caleb. Say hello to
people.
What's
up, Salty?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yeah.
So this is his idea. We have a whole thing planned out. Caleb here got our patron members to submit well-written paragraphs to the best of their ability. He collected those. He collected author submissions of just from the books. He didn't go out to the authors, and then he had AI, ChatGPT generate some text prompts. So it's gonna see can we see which is which.
And everybody at home, play along and see, hey, can you determine whether this is an author, one of our patrons who submitted this, or AI? And salty here, Caleb, he's an admin on our Patreon. So just warning, if anybody does want to subscribe down below and join our Patreon, you have to run through him as well. That just a warning for anybody. He gets a little wild, and this was your idea. So thank you, Salty, for putting this together. And did we explain that right? Do you have any clarifications? How'd you make this work?
No, you guys nailed it. So basically, yeah, I just thought it'd be a fun little community video idea. So just to try to get some new people involved, which there were quite a lot of new members who submitted. So thank you, new members. You guys did a great job.
Good job, yes.
By the way, I did not pre-read any of these. So this is all going to be fresh.
So you're going to be reading these out loud. And
we're going to be shooting from the hip.
All right.
But yeah, no. So I gathered 25 submissions from everybody. That's everybody who submitted. So I have a list of their submissions. I have a list of AI submissions. And then I pulled 25 passages from some of my favorite authors. And we're just going to see whether or not you guys can tell the difference between us normies, professional authors who are published, and AI slop. So,
and yeah. So there's 75 different paragraph submissions here. So we're only going to probably get through 20-ish or so because of how much we can fit in an episode like this. If you all like this, let us know and we'll do a future one. We'll keep the list and we can always return back to it and go through the other 40, 50 that we're not going to get to. But yeah, yeah. Salty, take it away. We're ready. Let's see if we get tricked, Rich, and if those at home get tricked.
Sure. And you guys can hear me all right? Perfectly just fine?
Yes.
Yep. You're just fine.
Cool. Awesome. All right. So I do have the first one here. You guys ready?
Yes. And you randomized these on ChatGPT of, hey,
I did.
No pre-selection of, hey, I'm doing an offer first.
So I have my list here. I use ChatGPT to actually randomize the numbers to see which one I'm pulling from. So this is all random. So,
okay.
All right. First one here. The moon was a fractured coin in the black river of the sky, its pale edges glinting like a blade freshly drawn. Beneath that cold light, the last army of men marched in grim silence. Their banners hung in tatters, heavy with the damp of a dying world, yet their eyes burned like embers, refusing to die in the wind. Every step brought them closer to a horizon that smelled of blood and smoke. They knew the world was ending, but still they would meet it with steel in hand, for what else was left to give?
Wow. My mind changed as it kept going of Same. Which one I thought it was. Where did your mind start, Rich?
My mind started with AI.
Yeah, then what?
I thought it was more generic and just kind of throwing these terms together. And then I went to amateur.
You did.
That's where I was at. So my guess is amateur.
The thing is, I started the same. I started thinking could be AI. But first off, it's written really well. So whoever wrote this, it could be a real author. That's
the thing. AI has gotten better.
It has. This is written really well. It has great descriptions, but it's. I'm almost thinking as I was listening to it, to pack a punch in a paragraph, it could be from real book, but was it somebody submitting something that was trying to put a bunch of descriptions in there and mm-hmm. really impress? So it almost seems as though it's so polished that I think it's an amateur too that did a really good job. I'm with you. I also think it is a submission from one of the patrons. It's an amateur.
Is that your final answer?
That is our final answer.
Yeah, it is.
This is actually written by AI.
Oh,
damn it.
Hey,
damn it.
We didn't say it was a professional author at least, so it doesn't have that yet. Okay.
Oh, God. Oh,
okay. So AI described the moon like that?
So, okay.
That was well written.
My gut was right. I was tricked out of it. I convinced myself out.
We both had that thought because I said, too, there was what changed where I went, it was amateur, not AI. What could you say?
Like, it was the final line. It was like, okay, maybe this is actually a
person.
Could
you say the last sentence again?
Sure, sure. Yeah. Okay, so the last sentence. They knew the world was ending, but still they would meet it with steel in hand, for what else was left to give?
That's the way I know that you say it like that.
Damn it.
Well, dang. Okay. Okay, so that one was AI. AI's gotten pretty good, Rich.
It has. Mm-hmm. And God damn it.
But in a way, is it good that the worst case scenario that can happen here is if we say it's a professional author and it ends up being AI. That's going to be, that's going to hurt the soul. That's going to
hurt. Yeah, basically. That is vice versa, too. You just, oh, God.
I will say to the AI's credit there, what great description of the moon, great visuals. I could picture it in my head. And
AI's gotten good, man. AI's gotten good.
It also seemed to actually have a point that there was something there that this could carry on. It wasn't just a kind of string of descriptions. It seemed to be the beginning of a novel type deal.
Yeah.
So,
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, good one, Salty. All right, that was the first submission. I'm curious, people keep a tally down below if you got them right or wrong as well. Because right now, we're 0-1.
Yep.
Okay, what's our next one?
Sure. I have it ready right here. Are you guys ready for round two?
Redemption time, yes.
Okay, all right, here we go. Try as he might, the physics of a ladder was not suited for such a boy as Tint. The engineers paid no mind to children who had larger hopes and dreams than arms or legs. In all aspects of boyhood, one could say Tint reached for the stars, but fell short and settled for the licorice sticking out of his mother's coat pocket. As for the latter, he must settle for the ground. This frustrated Tint more than life frustrated Mr. Busby. Mr. Busby loved nothing more than complaining about existence while ignoring the dishes and tending to his garden. The former of which grew mold, the latter marigolds. His petulant neighbors would accuse him of leaving his own spirit unwatered, his joy never blooming like that of his precious flowers. They did not have his level of certainty. I've lived long enough to expect but two things in life, the grouch would say, the Daily Mail and life's disappointments at every corner. Neither ever failed to deliver. Tint was unaccustomed to such. He turned each corner with naive glee. At the moment, it was rare frown, this damn ladder. He was determined to make it atop Mr. Busby's roof one way or another.
Okay, I went all around here.
All three at one point?
I went all three at one point, but I think that's AI.
You think so?
I think that's way too disjointed, and yet it technically connects together. Too many inserts. It's another introduction to a story.
Yeah.
I'm going with AI.
I think that's AI slop.
Yeah.
I think that's straight up like completely made by AI. Yeah, there's no way that that was written by a person. What?
Navin, is that your final answer?
Yeah, it's our final answer.
It's AI.
Austin actually wrote that.
And you know what?
Wait, really?
I clearly didn't understand the assignment because as you're reading it and going longer and longer, I'm like, oh, that sounds like an intro to a story rather than a paragraph submission.
Yeah. Austin,
that's a win.
We were wrong, but still, you won in the end.
Won in the end. That's correct.
How did not feel like an amateur to you?
I wrote like check mark. I gave it to us.
But it didn't seem. It seemed too AI, not amateur writing ish.
Well, the writing itself was fine. It's the direction of how things were just so disjointed, so many different additions, and I was going like, okay, yeah, this is too many disjointed thoughts put together.
It's going from tint to also we had a little bit inside scoop from Salty beforehand that the character names, you're not like using Frodo's, you're not using the character names that we would recognize. So also the little bit of clue of like this being Tint and Bugsby or Busby, what did I write? Busby or whatever. So having so many character names as well and being like Tint and then Busby and then Tint. Yeah. It was very clearly not going to be, well, hey, you got it wrong. There's at least that.
I guess. But I got it wrong in the not, you know, kind of insulting direction.
Yeah. So it wasn't in the positive.
Yeah, no.
So at least is that.
I was not for a second confused that it was a real author.
Salty? Did you put that one first on purpose as well?
I had to. I had to.
We're ready. What's number three?
All right, number three. War has its necessities, and I have always understood that. Always known the cost. But this day, by my own hand, I have realized something else. War is not a natural state. It is an imposition and a damned unhealthy one. With its rules, we willingly yield our humanity. Speak not of just causes, worthy goals. We are takers of life.
Yeah, that's definitely not AI. I'm going to say firmly, not AI. It's either amateur or author.
Oh.
And I lean toward a real author.
Could you say that last line again, Salty? It's all in that last line.
We are takers of life.
Oh, okay. That didn't help me. I'm going to go.
I'm putting in my vote is a real author. I think that's a professional author. So I'm either giving one of the patron members a good compliment or not.
I'm going to say amateur writer for this. I'm going to go off the beaten path, and I'm going to say because it seems, yeah.
Do you want to hear it one more time
One more time.
All right. War has its necessities, and I have always understood that, always known the cost. But this day, by my own hand, I have realized something else. War is not a natural state. It is an imposition and a damned unhealthy one. With its rules, we willingly yield our humanity. Speak not of just causes, worthy goals. We are takers of life.
See, yeah. Now I'm going now amateur. I'm leaning on amateur.
I'm locking in on that.
One second.
We're bound to get one of these correct.
Yeah.
You're switching?
I'm switching.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm going over to amateur.
What's the answer?
Is that your final answer?
It's our final answer.
Yeah.
This is a professional author.
Damn it. Why?
You should have trusted your gut, man. You should have trusted your gut.
Damn it. Yeah, no. No more thinking about things. It's gut time. God damn it.
All right, we're 0 for 3. But so, who's the author that from?
And what book?
That is Steven Erikson, and that is Memories of Ice.
That sounds like it sounds like that. Yeah. Damn it. It's easy to say that after you hear it too.
It did sound like a Malazan quote. It did. God damn it.
Wow, we just called him amateur.
that would hurt my soul a little bit, not gonna lie.
Well, the way it was taken, I'm thinking the prompt too and going, that paragraph is it sells too complete of a point. It almost as if somebody was writing it for this competition. Because I was thinking, man, that paragraph has a beginning and ending to it, where I'm thinking if you just pull a paragraph out of a story, it's not going to feel so, how are you going to get a complete paragraph? You know what? No more of that. No metagaming this. Gut feeling. Salty, give us this fourth one and we're going to get it right.
Okay. Got all right, here we go.
Every single one wrong.
Not one right.
Round four.
Okay.
A single candle burned in the cathedral's heart, a defiant flame trembling against the oppressive dark. The vast stone arches above seemed to fade into an unending night, yet the candle's glow reached the marble floor in a trembling pool of gold. And there, in the flickering light, faces emerged on the pillars, faces that were not carved there yesterday. Some wept, some smiled faintly, and one seemed to be mouthing a prayer to no living tongue remembered.
AI, it's my gut.
That's your gut?
Yes.
My gut is amateur.
Why are you going more? What felt real about it?
Some of the more details about it, a lot of it is that last line of, you know, the statue that is mumbling a prayer to no living.
Yeah,
no living thing can remember. I think that's real and not AI.
The thing that made me think AI was one sentence ended with like said something faces. Then the next sentence said faces da 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 da, and that felt like an AI prompt would have the repetition to remind itself to make the point about faces, and that felt as though AI was trying to use some technique there in order to answer the prompt. So I that's why I'm in AI's camp.
Okay. All right. Gut. It's all gut. No meta.
That's what I'm feeling.
It's locked in.
Locked in. I say AI. You say amateur. What is it, Salty?
This was written by AI.
Oh, I'm on fire. Oh. I am locked in. I understand it now. I see it. I can detect AI now. I know. Oh, okay. Wow. For being so wrong smart. Three times in a row, being wrong and just having those constant failures, that felt so good.
Finally.
Wait, this is still horrible. This is a horrible result.
Well, the fact that we have it, there's three options, we're going to get it. Like, if it was a 50-50 shot, we're at least about to get some guesses right. Yeah. In this one, oh, Lord. Our intelligence is showing. It's but not that high.
I saw it with that repetition, though. Oh, my God. That felt so vindicating.
You got it.
Wow. Got it. All right, I can't wait to get this next one horribly wrong. This is...
Are you guys ready?
No, but...
This is round five.
I'm locking in. I see it.
All right. In the market square, the magician whispered to the rain, his lips moving like a poet's quill across the air. Each droplet slowed, then froze mid-fall, hanging like a web of crystal above the crowd. The people stood in stunned silence, watching light refract into 100 colors they had no name for. The magician reached up, plucked one suspended drop, and rolled it between his fingers until it hardened into a gem. "A tear from a god," he said, and the crowd believed him.
Oh, that's pretty beautiful. That's so good. My gut almost wants to say...
Oh. Amateur gut. Yeah.
I'm going to give a compliment to somebody because this is so well done.
It is really well done.
But would the paragraph that Salty take include dialogue? That's what I'm asking. Because there's that dialogue at the end that's throwing me off. Gut?
Gut. Your gut said author.
Professional author. That's my gut.
All right.
That sounded beautiful.
Professional author. Amateur.
Locked in. Final
locked
answer.
In.
This was actually written by AI.
Oh, no!
I don't understand it now. I thought I had it.
I thought I knew. I can't do it.
Oh no.
This was the worst video idea ever. This is horrible. That was AI. Can you read that again? That was beautiful.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, give me a second. Damn it. God damn it.
So yeah, this is written by AI.
That was so good.
I haven't read these, and I will agree. That was actually really, especially that last one. A tear from the god, he said, and then the crowd believed him. I actually really like that.
It's a good final line. Yeah,
that's a great line.
Okay, so I'll read the whole thing just real quick. In the market square, the magician whispered to the rain, his lips moving like a poet's quill across the air. Each droplet slowed, then froze mid-fall, hanging like a web of crystal above the crowd. The people stood in stunned silence, watching light refract into 100 colors they had no name for. The magician reached up, plucked one suspended drop, and rolled it between his fingers until it hardened into a gem. A tear from a god, he said, and the crowd believed him.
That's okay. The marketplace is kind of a little giveaway now that you think about it. Like what book says in the market square?
Yeah.
This happened. So that's a little bit of a giveaway. Now, because why wouldn't the book name the place or something? But why would a... Yeah.
Magician whispered like a quill. Too many apt descriptions rather than more metaphors and things.
It was really good. I'm just trying to see how... Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, we've still only gotten one collectively correct.
Yeah, you got one correct.
That was it.
That's it.
Wow. Okay. God. All right. You know what? Now my gut said professional author, and then my second thing was going to be amateur author. So not even my third guess was right. So off. Okay. When we get one right, we have to celebrate that as a big win.
Salty, you're making us look real dumb. I hope you know that right now.
I want to know
your video idea is ruining us. Our reputation. Gone in smoke.
What reputation?
This is actually turning out a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be.
This is very fun. Okay. Give us the next one. And
okay.
We have to start getting this. Yes.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, young traveler. What brings you along this lonely path on this eve of autumn? Said the old man, like an old friend comforting a hurt soul. I'm on my way, old man. Please do not lead me astray, for I have traveled a long time and stretched many plains to be able to stand here before you as I am now. Alas, young man, I do not mean to impede you as you so assume I would. I mean to guide you, in fact, as I have for many years now under this dark canvas for many other travelers who are also seeking the light of the next sun. The old man, now docked by the riverbank, was sitting on the boat and appeared to be whittling a tiny wooden bear of some sorts. Who are you, and why are you here? My master told me no one would be beyond the gate, and yet you stand before me unscathed by time's warm embrace. The old man appeared to be no older than 25, which confused Argos, because to no fault of his own, felt compelled to continue to call him the old man, even though his appearance seemed to tell a different story.
Amateur.
AI.
Amateur.
Gut is AI.
Gut is that, amateur. I'm 1,000% certain. What's the answer, Salty?
This was actually amateur.
1,000%.
You are the only person to get these right.
But just read it in that, because the like having a dialogue, the back and forth, and it's supposed
I was thinking the dialogue with using terms of like just old man and then almost repetitive nature of... I need just insisting on itself of, oh, I felt compelled to call them the old man. It just.
Well, no, the giveaway is like the whoever submitted that prompt, for example, is like, because hearing the AI and the professional submissions now of like what they're supposed to sound like, that is it was too long winded for the purpose of this video. Like they made the same mistake I did. of like, I think there were so many back and forth dialogue tags and using the term old man and then boy as well. Like, I think AI would have came up with a fake name, right? Would have just insert name, whatever type of thing. And then I don't think any professional author's book would say like, hey, the old man said this and that. That's why it had to be amateur, just mainly because it was the parameters were there. But good stuff. But just nice. Too much. It was too telling that somebody wrote that. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think. Nice. Don't, I can't act like I'm the arbiter. Like, oh, this is how I knew it was amateur.
You're the only one who got two of them right.
But still,
I have been wrong. Now, understand, I've gotten it wrong every time.
What did you guys think of it? Did you guys think it was good?
Yes. Yeah.
It's okay.
I think the thing is, though, now I have an understand. Well, no, I don't understand it completely. But now I know what we've had an example of all three now.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we have an example of what the AI is, we had an Ericsson one, and now we've had several amateur ones. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to be AI and pattern recognized. You know, I'm going to be as confident to say I'm not getting another one wrong for this episode. Okay. Mark my words. Go back to this moment when it's just I am on a win streak for the rest of this episode. I get it now.
You see the light. You're seeing the code.
I think I see it. I'm pattern recognizing. I'm getting this now. Salty, what did you think of that submission? Whose was that?
I think it was pretty fantastic.
Is it yours?
But I'm pretty biased because it was mine. Yeah.
Yes. See? Yes.
Us just sitting here taking it. Okay.
No, I thought it was good. It made sense that it wasn't from a book or a, just based on the submissions already happening now. But yes, good stuff, Salty. Yeah. Is that something you're doing, or were you just submitting that for the project?
Yeah, that was actually a paragraph out of the little short story I wrote. So
oh, nice.
That's where that came from.
Nice, nice.
Okay, so next up we have this guy here. Okay. All right, are we ready?
Yep. Yes.
All right. What is honor compared to a woman's love? What is duty against the feel of a newborn son in your arms or the memory of a brother's smile? Wind and words, wind and words. We are only human and the gods have fashioned love, or I'm sorry, and the gods have fashioned us for love. That is our great glory and our great tragedy.
Professional author.
Professional author. Yeah.
I feel like I've heard that.
Same.
I feel like I know that quote. I feel
it sounds
like
familiar.
It almost feels a Song of Ice and Fire, or is he doing another Ericsson? I feel as though I've heard that. Nope.
Yeah, no,
professional author.
We're locked in. Professional author.
And also, I'm not getting another one wrong, so you're on the right side of this. Gotcha. What, Salty, tell us.
So you think it's a professional author. Do you want to go for bonus points? Do you want to try to nail the author of who you think it is?
I was thinking George R. R. Martin for some reason. But
something similar.
Could you say it once more? Because let's try to pick up on. Yeah.
What is honor compared to a woman's love? What is duty against the feel of a newborn son in your arms or the memory of a brother's smile? Wind and words. Wind and words. We are only human and the gods have fashioned us for love. That is our great glory and our great tragedy.
I'm going to go with George R. R. Martin.
Yeah, I'm going to as well.
I'm pretty sure that's. I feel like I think that's the Stark.
Yeah,
that's a Stark quote.
That was also our gut feeling too. So let's just go with that. Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
That's our final answer.
Are you right about it being professional author?
You are both correct, and that is a professional author, and that is George R. R.
Martin.
Let's
go!
Come on! Come on! We're on a streak.
We did it.
Yes,
we
sniped it.
Yes, good.
Hey, how's your first?
That was actually pretty impressive. You guys not only nailed the author, but like you were catching the whiff of like the A Song of Ice and Fire, and then you were like, I'm pretty sure that's Martin. I was like, you're doing
Let's
it.
Let's go.
All right, what do you got? You got one.
I got one.
I've got three.
You got three.
Well, four because I knew my submission was mine, but yeah, that one doesn't count.
Well, hey, by that standard, I also got it right.
Okay, 3-1.
Because assumed you were AI, and that's
true.
Appropriate.
True. All right, Salty. We are now fired up. By the way, go back to that moment. I'm not getting another one wrong. This is incredible. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Lay it on us.
Baron stood before the white tower, shielding his eyes against its pale surface. The stark glow of it was only amplified by the blue, cloudless sky. A solitary path lay ahead, a ribbon snaking between the grasses. The dirt of the path was cut by silhouettes of birds above and wound its way into a thick, iron-clad door at the structure's base. Seagulls circled the tower like vultures, come to devour the only thing brave enough to grow past the tall grasses they lorded over. Baron closed the distance in a few strides, dodging the shadows of the lords above as he went. He arrived at the iron door baking in the sun, waves of heat radiating off of it. Its touch distorted and warped the world, looking just as magical and mysterious as whatever was held within the wizard's tower.
Amateur. 100%. Locking in.
And the reason is seagulls circling like vultures. That could be better. That was the wrong.
I think AI would have saw that, fixed that. But also, I think this is the thing too, because it's not poorly written, but I'm noticing a pattern between the professional and the amateur writer here. Maybe this is a lesson, a takeaway from the video of all the amateur submissions so far, I think. Yes. All
are more long-winded than necessary.
Because this is a thing where we're trying to detect who is AI, who's submitting and all of that, the amateur ones come off, they're trying too hard. It's like an effort of being overly verbose or overly descriptive, where we just read the Erickson quote on war, like look at the George R. R. Martin one we did, of how simple is it? Wins and honor.
It's also honor specific duty. It's about something rather than just happening. A complete introduction to a story, like the first paragraph of a story.
Yeah. It's a thing of the amateur so far is trying to force feed more, like make it more descriptive and more impressive, which good visuals. But like you said, you caught the vulture thing. And I think either the professional writer would have, we're going to look stupid if this is not amateur at this point.
I'm with you 100% that it is like, it's a little too descriptive and long for what it is actually describing.
Yeah.
And for me, the immediate catch of like, I don't think it's a professional author is the vulture circle, seagull circling like vultures.
Yes. Okay. Are we right? Or did we just go on and explain how wrong we are?
That is amateur.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go.
Oh, we are cooking.
Am I
baby.
Like 17 now? How many is that? Who's keeping track? Where's the tally?
17.
Come on. Okay. What did you think of that one, Salty? Who's that from?
That one is submitted by Rachel Maybe from the Discord, aka my wife.
Yes. Do you understand how pissed the patrons are going to be that you picked mine, yours, and your wife's now?
Listen,
you
after the slop
the
that they gave
involved,
me for this, after the slop that they gave
Nepo,
me for
baby.
This submission, I couldn't give a single crap about what they think. Okay, they gave me the worst headache I've ever had in my entire life trying to do this fun activity, dude. All right,
this. Rachel, great job.
They can be part of part two. I don't care.
This is unbelievable. This is failed on all fronts. Okay. Wait, how many was that? Was that six or seven? Was that number eight. No, I mean, okay. Was that number eight?
Total.
Okay,
yes.
Total. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Salty.
Okay.
What's our next
Are
one?
We ready?
Yes.
Okay.
You ready, Rich?
I am.
Yeah, let's lock in.
All right. The forest breathed around her in slow, deliberate sighs. Moss cushioned her steps as though remembering the weight of kings who had passed this way centuries before. Shafts of golden light cut through the canopy, illuminating motes of dust like stars adrift in green shadow. The trees leaned toward her as she moved, their ancient limbs creaking as if it to be better. I'm sorry, I'm fucking this up. The trees leaned forward toward her as she moved, their ancient limbs creaking as if to better listen. Somewhere in the distance, somewhere unseen, chuckled, and the sound made her blood run cold.
AI. What do you think?
I was going to go with either amateur or AI.
Which one are you going with?
By the end, I was leaning on AI. Just
I
the
can
final
read
statement.
It one more time and try to get through the whole thing without butchering it, if that helps.
I thought the best line in that was the moss. The moss cushioning her steps, remembering
the kings,
know, the weight, the weight of kings.
That was the AI line for me.
That was the AI line. I thought it was pretty good. It was a good line,
is.
And I'm going. Oh, so that right there is like that's too good within this. Within this,
are
sentence.
You going amateur or AI? I'm on a streak. You got to go with.
I'm going with AI because of the ending. The blood run cold. Like it's just too much of an introduction. A little vague. Yeah, I'm going with AI.
It's got to be. It's it's the anti-Tolkien of it. Talked about the trees almost too much. It was so focused on the trees and the weight of this forest. It feels so prompted. Yeah, AI, 100,000%. I'm on it. Come on, what is it, Salty?
This was AI. Yeah.
Reputation still not back, but we're clawing our way. Salty, what that one there with the. How did you prompt the AI? Were you asking for it to give a description like that, or how did you get these responses?
Okay, so the first thing I tried is I told ChatGPT generate 25 paragraphs for me in a fantasy setting, and it did that. They were really short, so I was like, okay, now make them a little bit longer, and then it did a whole new list of 25, and I was like, okay, those seem like pretty good lengths. So I kept those and then just added them to the document. So
we just needed to warm up. Blood's going now.
We got little tricked and now we're on a roll.
Salty, what's the next one? We're feeling good.
What's the next one?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Sure. All righty. The necropolis has never seemed a city of death to me. I know its purple roses, which other people think is so hideous, shelter hundreds of small animals and birds. The executions I have seen performed and have performed myself so often are no more than a trade, a butchery of human beings who are for the most part less innocent and less valuable than cattle. When I think of my own death or the death of someone who has been kind to me or even the death of the sun, the image that comes to my mind is that of the nenuphar with its glossy pale leaves and azure flower. Under flower and leaves are black roots as fine and strong as hair reaching down into the dark waters.
Amateur.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I not only am positive that it's a professional author, I know the author. I know the book it comes from.
Say it again, Salty. You said that so confidently.
I mean,
who did I just call?
I know it exactly. Wait.
Tell me, give me that again.
I will say it one more time.
Give 1,000%. Okay, I thought you would have caught this one.
Wait, say it again.
Oh, you're slipping.
Hold on. I didn't lock it in yet. Give it to me, Salty.
I'm glad I didn't say anything.
Give it to me. Hold on.
The necropolis has never seemed a city of death to me. I know its purple roses, which other people think so hideous, shelter hundreds of small animals and birds. The executions I have seen performed and have performed myself so often are no more than a trade, a butchery of human beings who are for the most part less innocent and less valuable than cattle. When I think of my own death or the death of someone who has been kind to me or even the death of the sun, the image that comes to my mind is that of the nenuphar and with its glossy pale leaves and azure flower. Under flower and leaves are black roots as fine and strong as hair, reaching down into the dark water.
Shadow of the Torturer.
Yes.
By Gene Wolfe. Yeah.
Shadow of the Torturer by Gene Wolfe.
Yeah, I picked up on it now. Yeah, Shadow of the Torturer. Damn it.
That is correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is professional author.
That is Gene Wolfe, Shadow of the Torturer.
So disappointed in you.
No, I got it. I didn't lock in yet. That doesn't count. Don't. Damn it. Yeah.
Kinda ought. If I didn't catch you, you would have missed that one.
Damn it. Yeah. As soon as you said it was from a book, I'm like, wait, what? That was sir. Now, wow, dude. Can we just not reflect on that and move on? Like that didn't happen. Salty, did you pick that one because you knew that Rich and I read that and we're like, oh, this prose is awesome.
Yeah, some of these I picked because I was like, okay, some of these you guys have read more recently, so I'm curious to see if you can pick up on them. And some of these you guys are really hardcore fans of. So again, it doesn't matter how long you've read them. I wanted to you picked up on Game of Thrones. You're obviously a big fan of A Song of Ice and Fire, so that one came naturally. Rich is a big fan of Shadow of the Torturer. You also guys just read this not too long ago, so he actually picked up on it very quickly. So
yes. Yeah. All right. Unbroken streak so far.
So far, yeah.
Salty, what's the next one?
All right, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. Fear, my father once told me, is simply our realization of a lack of control. And that is why we are afraid. Sometimes the only way we can cope, the only way to dull the edge of that lack, is to put our faith in those who appear not to suffer it. Wait. Run.
What was that at the end? Was that a dialogue at the end? Or?
Yeah. So it's... Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Dialogue.
Amateur.
But it's... It was in italics, so I'm assuming it was like dialogue in the person's head.
Yes.
Yeah, amateur.
Yeah, agreed. Amateur.
Final answer.
We're locked in.
Read it once more. Give me one more reading. Yeah.
Fear, my father once told me, is simply our realization of a lack of control.
That's all I... Yep.
And that is amateur. Why when we are afraid, sometimes the only way we can cope, the only way to dull the edge of that lack, is to put our faith in those who appear not to suffer it. Wait. Run.
Yeah. Wow. That, can you just the first sentence once more?
Yeah. Fear, my father once told me, is simply our realization of a lack of control.
It's either amateur or in... I'm just going to insult the author.
It cannot be a professional author. Can't
it's be. Either that or it's technically a professional author. Like, it is, but maybe not George R. Martin. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's amateur.
I think it's amateur, too. I'm just thinking would...
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Amateur's the gut, yeah. Amateur.
Lock it in. That is a professional author.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
From what? Who?
Now, before you guys freak out, this is publicly released on his website, but this is quite literally the first paragraph in Strength of the Few.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Crap, and I have read that. Damn it.
Oh, so that's James Islington's prose.
That is James Islington, however you say it. But that is quite literally the first 5 sentences.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay.
I am embarrassed. I am so ashamed.
Damn.
The weight run threw me for, like, yeah, man. No, I have egg on my face. Jesus.
Oh,
sorry, James. But I get.
What is it about that sounded amateurish then? Because we did say amateur.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is. It is more focused. It has focus. It's not just a general descriptive, which made it like, oh, it's not AI. But the description of it was just. I don't know. It didn't feel professional. It didn't feel polished. The main thing is the wait and run at the end of it. I was like,
Mine for some reason was the first sentence of having fear. Fear, my father once told me, was just the lack of. I was like, I guess I get it in a narrative because it's trying to give character. Hey, his father told him this, and yeah. It almost felt like it was fear. Fear is the mind killer, but more long winded.
Yeah,
and I was just going, man, okay.
Too many words to say the same thing. Yeah, that's what was given. That's why I was thinking it was amateur.
But also the thing is, when we're using Erickson prose, George R. Martin prose, I don't read James Allison books for the prose either. It's very efficient and good prose. It's just not for this. It's not supposed to be that verbose or thought. You get what I mean? If you read a Sanderson line as well,
sure,
it's something more along those lines. But yeah, okay. Good to know. Good to know.
By the way, the streak is broken.
The streak is broken. You can go go replay my clip where I was wrong. But now from starting now.
Starting now. Starting it's now. Not gonna be broken.
Not just me. You and me. We got this. Okay. Salty. Okay. What do we got next?
All right. Next one. Far beneath the ocean's restless crown lay a city that had not seen the sun in 10,000 years. Coral had claimed its towers, weaving bright, living lace across the crumbling stone. Streets had become rivers where the silverfish darted like coins in the tide. In the drowned throne room sat a queen of pearl and bone, her empty gaze fixed on a door no one had dared open. Those who swam too close swore they heard the echo of her voice, soft, mournful, and hungry.
No matter what, it's good. So, this is a really good line.
Can you go once more, Salty?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Far beneath the ocean's restless crown lay a city that had not seen the sun in 10,000 years. Coral had claimed its towers, weaving bright, living lace across the crumbling stone. Streets had become rivers where silverfish darted like coins in the tide. In the drowned throne room sat a queen of pearl and bone, her empty gaze fixed on a door no one had dared open. Those who swam too close swore they had heard the echo of her voice, soft, mournful, and hungry.
AI, locking it in, I'm positive.
I'm going to go with amateur author. We're going to split it. One of us is right.
I'm feeling AI. So okay. Okay. Are you right? I don't know. Salty? We locked in.
Locked in?
Yeah. Yes.
That was AI.
Yep. I'm on to this shit. So what clued me in was it went simile. It said this was like this. Next sentence, this was like this. And then narrowed down. It has such a pattern to it now. It had simile, and then narrow, and it kept focusing on the same. It was describing the place and trying to, it was too much. And crumbling was, for some reason, crumbling. The verb crumbling clued me as well. It was just adding in that verbs.
A person would use something different other than crumbling.
Yeah, could use the sentence that had crumbling in it again. Like if the sentence, the structure of it was first sentence, I don't know if it was the first, but like second, third sentence was simile, and then it added verbs in before unnecessarily in a way. So yeah, could you read that crumbling line again, whichever sentence that was?
Sure. Okay. Coral had claimed its towers, weaving bright living lace across the crumbling stone.
Okay.
And then it continues on. Streets had become rivers where silverfish darted like coins in the tide.
Like. Yeah. I get your point.
Okay. But hey,
you got
AI,
it right.
I'm on to this AI. Let's go. I just haven't figured out who's a professional author yet. but let's go. Okay. So what's the score right now? How are we doing? Have you been keeping track correctly?
Yeah. We got, so collectively, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No,
seven. We have 7 right.
What?
Out of 12.
Oh, collectively.
Collectively.
Okay, not bad, not bad. All right.
Are we ready?
Yes.
We're ready.
We're ready.
John saw the white mountain. Water was falling from what he assumed was the top of the majestic elevation, and he felt the weight that the king put on his shoulders. Fortunately, the Finny would need a climb to the top. But when the mountain was 3 times the size of the tallest mountain ever recorded, things were still dangerous. The man who he is searching was no normal man, if he could even be called a man.
Amateur.
AI.
Amateur.
You think so?
Yes. Rich, I...
Why do you think so?
I want you to lock yours in so right first. But there, one word gives it away. I think.
You know what? I won't be contrarian. I will trust you.
You're going to trust me.
I'm going to trust you.
But your gut.
My gut was AI, but.
You're going to go amateur?
I trust you. I'm going with amateur.
I'm not kidding. Okay. The word fortunately, comma. I don't think AI would go fortunately, comma, da, 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 da. And a professional author wouldn't do fortunately, comma, da, 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 da. The word fortunately is a very, it's a, that's the way we speak, or it's the way we think we write and speak. And that clues me into more so that being an amateur writer who is trying to connect the previous sentence to a next one. And I think AI would use some simile to try to make it sound verbose, but the more authentic author would do that. I'm going amateur author. Are we correct?
Locking in. That is an amateur.
I'm putting my eggs all in one basket. Because I could look real stupid if I'm saying that.
Also, I have been very impressed with your performance on this video. You are analyzing this.
He's found the niche. You know what I mean? He's got it.
Any professors out there who, if you need to tell if that essay is written by AI, you'd let me know. Philip Chase, doctor, call if you need your students to be. Okay, I'm on this shit. Let's go. All right. Wow.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ready.
Okay. The time for words was nearing. Oh, I'm sorry. Before I go to that, just to give a quick shout out, that was from our patron, Inolf, is his name. Sorry.
Inolf? Thank you, Inolf.
Yes. That was Inolf. I believe he's a new member. So.
Okay.
Just want to give credit where credit's due.
Welcome.
Okay. The time for words was nearing an end as Kel gave his final confession. I'm going to kill them. His voice dropped into cold certainty. Our mother offers no forgiveness. Neither do I. Our mother seeks the judgment of the guilty. I fill her halls with a guilty horde. And if she judges my retribution wrong, then mother willing, I'll join the horde and face my sentence. He looked up through his brow and met steely resolve reflected in the eyes across from him.
The name Kel threw me off because I immediately thought Darker Shade of Magic.
Yep. Is this like a book two from that series?
I don't know.
I could see V submitting this.
That's not an V or Rania.
Rania would submit this.
As soon as I heard Kel, I got too distracted trying to think, oh, is this from Darker Shade of Magic? Is this from Darker Shade of Magic?
Same.
Do you want to hear it once more, Rich?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Yeah, one more. Yeah.
A time for words was nearing an end as Kel gave his final confession. I'm going to kill them. His voice dropped into cold certainty. Our mother offers no forgiveness, neither do I. Our mother seeks the judgment of the guilty. I fill her halls with a guilty horde. And if she judges my retribution wrong, then mother willing, I'll join the horde and face my sentence. He looked up through his brow and met steely resolve reflected in the eyes across from him.
I'm going to say amateur. Professional.
Okay.
Amateur. I'm gonna say
my gut is amateur.
It just feels like it's part of a larger book. That's why I'm saying professional.
Sure.
But you'll say amateur?
I don't.
It can't be AI. It's not AI. It's amateur or professional. Let's cover our bases.
Yeah. So okay. I'm on amateur. You're on professional.
I think it's professional author. It's not like George R. R. Martin prose, but I think it's a regular, normal author.
I think it's a little too verbose. I think it's just a little much in description. You know, his
trying
speech.
A little too hard. Or?
Yeah, that's where I'm feeling it.
Let's see who's right. Salty.
We're locked
what is
in.
It? We're locked in. Yep.
Okay. This was amateur.
Good job. Nice, Rich.
Yes.
Nice pull. What was it, Rania or V?
This was actually Orkish Dad.
Orkish, our best patron member.
Fooled me too. That felt like that was a part of an actual story. Maybe he pulled it from the book he's writing.
Could be.
That could be it. A little snippet.
I will say a lot of people who submitted did say that they were pulling from their works that they're working from. So
nice. Nice. And so Kel must be a character in his story. Mm-hmm. So
I would assume so. Yeah.
Okay. Nice pull.
Yeah.
All right.
But that was the thing. The speech itself was just
a little too on the nose.
A little too dramatic in the moment. I don't know. It just didn't sit with me.
Got it.
Felt too much.
Slightly off. Yes. Yeah.
Next one.
Ready? Okay. The black dragon shadow moved faster than the clouds, swallowing valleys whole. Villages vanished in its darkness, their hearth fires extinguished as if snuffed out by a giant's hand. Even the mountains seemed to shrink beneath its vast wings, their peaks huddled in fear. In the sky's deepest heart, the dragon's eyes burned molten gold, and every creature who saw them understood this was no beast, but the ending of an age.
AI.
AI.
100%.
Yeah.
Lock in.
No. Yeah. No.
Are you locked in? AI. Has to be.
Yeah, has to be AI. Mm-hmm. There's no way.
Final answer?
Yes.
Yeah, final answer.
That is AI.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
ChatGPT, they're not close to human, but we are getting this.
I feel like we're starting to understand.
Yes.
We're seeing through the matrix.
Yes.
I got to say that for those first.
The first three or four?
The first three or four.
Felt bad.
I was hurting.
And now that you see the pattern, look at the magician one where it's seeing the tears of a god.
Yeah.
It makes sense to say, I still really did like that, though.
I think it was good.
That was honestly still very good.
That's a great setup of, like, this magician, con men just, you know, dazzling a crowd to sell the shit. Like, just the ending line of it.
It was so good.
It's so good.
It was. Oh.
And the crowd believed him. Oh, so fun.
And hundreds of colors they'd never seen before. I'm like, oh, that's a good way of putting. Yeah. But this one. Sniff that it. Did you, as you were reading it all, do you see, hey, it's AI, then you read the thing so you know before you read it what the submission is?
Yeah.
Are you picking up on anything? Why do you think that sounded AI?
So you can kind of tell, at least like now that, because like I said, I didn't pre-screen these at all. I kind of just, you know, made the thing and I was like, oh, sweet. Okay. But yeah, after like listening to like what worked, that was like, five or six of them now, at least of the AI ones, you can kind of tell, like, it doesn't really necessarily have a pattern, but like some of the stuff it writes really pretty, like the stuff that it comes together, but it feels like it almost needs a conclusion to whatever the paragraph is, whether or not the last line like is quote unquote an ending to like this little excerpt that it's giving. But like, it always feels like it has like a, not like a cliffhanger, but like an abrupt end, you know what I mean? Where I was just like, oh,
yeah,
okay. And it kind of almost gives itself away, but we'll see. I don't know, because there's still a bunch left of, you know, prompts. So maybe it'll surprise us. Yeah, it's gotten you guys a couple times now. So
it has gotten us twice so far.
The magician one?
So the first and the fifth one.
First and fifth.
We thought it was either amateur or professional.
Got it. Okay. Salty, hit us up. What's this next one?
Okay, here we go. Your death has not been waiting for your arrival at the appointed hour. It has, for all the years of your life, been racing towards you with fierce velocity of time's arrow. It cannot be evaded. It cannot be bargained with, deflected, or placated. All that is given to you is the choice. Meet it with your open eyes and peace in your heart. Go gentle to your reward, or burn bright, take up arms, and fight the bitch.
Amateur.
It's good. It's definitely not AI. Thing is, the fight the bitch sounded a bit more like personality. Everything before it is good. But I would go amateur.
I can't curse.
generally not. Yeah. But no, it's just the fight the bitch sounds more like maybe a professional author would add that in of just like the tone shift at the very end. But for most of it, I'm going to go with amateur.
Final answer for me for amateur, could see it being professional.
You know what I mean? Of like, everything it kind of feel, it's well worded. It actually is good description. All great.
Yeah.
But kind of standard, not really, it's lacking a little bit of personality uniqueness. And then fight the bitch. Like, I'm seeing this as like, that's your introduction to your main character of their defiance. Like, I could see that happening.
What leans me towards more amateur too is the, well, one word.
Do you want to listen to it again? Or
sure, let's give it one more time. More. It was short.
One more time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your death has not been waiting for your arrival at the appointed hour. It has, for all the years of your life, been racing towards you with the fierce velocity of time's arrow. It cannot be evaded. It cannot be bargained with, deflected, or placated. All that is given to you is the choice. meet it with your open eyes and peace in your heart. Go gentle to your reward, or burn bright. Take up arms and fight the bitch.
I don't think I've read this book, if it is a professional author, though.
I'm going to change my answer to professional. I haven't even read the book, and I feel like this is the wizard guy who's in modern day type deal.
Jim Butcher.
Jim Butcher. I feel like this is a Jim Butcher. Why?
The only thing that's throwing me off, but the word velocity. Would velocity be a descriptor a professional author would use? I mean, there's so many different books, I could very well see it. That word, that descriptor was throwing me off, but that tone shift at the end, fight the bitch, and it seems so real. It's 100,000% not AI. There's no chance it's AI.
No, but I like the switch, especially of, you know, accept it with peace and, you know, love in your heart, you know, peace in your heart.
Yes.
Or you know, fight the bitch. I yeah. That's clearly character work right there.
That's got to be. I kind of agree with you, but I'll go professional author. I'll be so upset
you're going to change.
I'll switch as well.
Final answer.
Yeah, final answer.
For both of you, professional author?
Yeah.
This is a professional author.
Good.
Yes.
Good pull.
Good. Yes.
Good. Okay.
This author?
Yeah, was it from a book we've read?
This is Mark Lawrence, and this is Red Sister.
Oh, I haven't read that.
I have read that a while ago, and yes, I knew it. Mark's got it in.
The tone shift.
No, that's clear character work. I'm so vindicated. Yeah, of course.
Nice.
I would never confuse Mark. Never. Never, ever.
2 minutes ago, like, oh, is it amateur? Is it? Nice.
No, but you're right. It's supposed to trick you a little bit. It's supposed to lead you feeling of like, oh, this, you know, peacefulness. And then it just actually, no, this is not that character.
Exactly.
I get the point of of the passage. Lovely. Awesome. Oh, I feel so good. I love it when I get
Thank
it right.
goodness we went longer on this episode, because I think if we ended it halfway through, it would have been destroyed us. Like, we can't tell AI from anything. And we're batting what, like 700 now? We're getting up there.
We're moving up there.
We're moving up. Okay.
We're getting better.
What number was that?
That was 16.
16? Dishes out the next one, Salty. Ready for it.
All right. He quickly found out that this was the best place in the apartment to sit and watch the stars. The couch at his back blocks off the light that seeps in from the hallway, and he's so low on the ground that it's blocking out the amber shine of the street lamps down by the road. And so the stars are clear white dots against the desert sky. When he sits here for long periods, he can see the details of the mountains in the distance. And if he really focuses, he can retrace their path from where their adventure first began. It's been 2 years and so much has happened, yet the stars shimmer steadily in the inky black expanse. When he was younger, sneaking out of the foster homes and climbing onto roof, he'd never believed the Milky Way would be so boring. It makes him smile a little now, thinking back on it all.
It's amateur or AI?
Yeah.
It's one of the two. Could you go once more, Salty?
Sure. He quickly found out that this was the best place in the apartment to sit and watch the stars. The couch at his back blocks off the light that seeps in from the hallway, and he's so low on the ground that it's blocking out the amber shine of the street lamps down by the road. And so the stars are clear white dots against the desert sky.
Yuck.
When he sits here for longer periods, he can see the details of the mountains in the distance, and if he really focuses, he can retrace their path from when their adventure first began. It's been 2 years and so much has happened, yet the stars shimmer steadily in the inky black expanse. When he was younger, sneaking out of the foster homes or climbing onto roofs, he'd never believed the Milky Way would be so boring. It makes him smile a little now, thinking back on it all.
Amateur. 100%. It's definitely amateur.
I think it's AI.
Okay, locking that in, because I can give my explanation for amateur.
Go ahead.
Two things why it can't be AI. First is, I think it switches from present, because it's hard when you're listening to it. I think it, like when you're reading, it's easier to tell, but I think it switches from past to present incorrectly. Like the first sentence uses was, but it should be active in the, sorry, present versus past tense is what I'm talking about. And it speaks in the present tense, but starts off in the first sentence with past tense. So it goes past tense, then present, 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 and then goes back to past, like makes more sense at the end. So that the present and past tense seems like it is off. And the other thing is it kept saying he can see, he can. It was, so the difference between just the character seeing something and describing it, it's at the beginning of each sentence is the character saying he could see, he can do that, but you don't need to have that filler information there. You just get right to it. And that's why it's not professional author, but that's why I think AI would clear up those inconsistencies. So it's those, for those two reasons, amateur writer.
I'm still leaning with AI. I'm going with my gut on this one.
Locked in. What is it, Salty?
This is amateur.
Damn.
Yeah.
I found my new job. I found my new job.
I'm leaving the podcast, boys. It's over. But yeah, so who submitted that?
This one was submitted by Jury. Which
Jury. Thank you, Jury.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is Jury.
Sorry, I called you writing AI.
But you can see with the he cans and the past present tense, like those things that it makes sense. But no, that's a good thing. It means you're human. Well, he didn't think you're human. That's the insult part. But
Austin thinks you're human. I think you're human.
The flaws make us more human. But that yes, okay. Wow.
Although we have been proven that AI can write some pretty beautiful lines when it wants to, so.
Yes. Yes. The lesson of this, too, is sometimes detecting AI, it's not just the hyphens that you hear about of, hey, it likes to do hyphens, or what is it, the M dash, which I hate because I love using M dashes, and there's no chance AI is taking that from me. But it seems that a couple of the takeaways are the AI will use analogies, similes, and over-describe things, and then kind of beat a pattern to death of they'll talk about forest, 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 or whatever it might be. They'll constantly internally refer to itself because it's being prompted to do something rather than a human author has that more natural, hey, a tone shift, for example. Now, you could prompt the AI to bring a tone shift. This is just a paragraph, but it's just something to note that I think is
important. Almost none of the AI here does any type of character work with its writing. It is giving descriptions. It's trying to be pretty, but it's focused on descriptive and narrative and maybe a hook.
Yes.
But it's not really trying to give you a setting or a tone or character work.
Yeah.
That was the reason why I went with Mark Lawrence's. I'm like, I'm pretty confident it was.
Why did you think this one was AI?
I thought it was jumping around. I thought this was just one of those AI misses where it jumped around a little too much and was just kind of a little, it was a bit chaotic of, you know, over descriptive, the, you know, couch at the back and then, you know, the desert sky, the Milky Way. It was both too much and also very vague in the end of like looking back at it all. It just felt like AI to me.
Well, Salty, what was that, number 17 or 18?
That was 17.
17. All right, let's do three more. Let's get to an even 20.
Okay.
And do this. All right, what's our next one, Salty?
Okay. On the eve of battle, the kid... I'm sorry, I already messed up. On the eve of battle, the king shed his crown and buried it beneath an ancient oak.
Wait, what's the start of it? Restart.
On the eve of battle, the king shed his crown and buried it beneath an ancient oak whose roots rippled the soil like a hand around a secret. If I live, he told the tree, I will come for it. If I die, you may keep it. The wind shifted, and the oak's leaves rustled as though in agreement. Somewhere beyond the forest, drums began to beat, and the king walked toward them with nothing but his sword and his name.
Not professional,
yeah.
One more time, Salty.
I'm leaning toward amateur right now, but...
Similar.
Yeah. On the eve of battle, the king shed his crown and buried it beneath an ancient oak whose roots rippled the soil like a hand around a secret. If I live, he told the tree, I will come for it. If I die, You may keep it. The wind shifted, and the oak's leaves rustled as though in agreement. Somewhere beyond the forest, drums began to beat, and the king walked toward them with nothing but his sword and his name.
Oh, it's...
I'm leaning AI at this point.
Yeah.
The like a secret to me.
The symbol.
You know, somewhere the drums beating. It,
also,
almost like the tree understood. Yeah.
The king who would AI. I'm also with AI. I'm locking that in.
Mm-hmm.
Locked in.
Locked in.
That is AI.
What a comeback.
Good.
What a comeback.
We are not this complete morons.
We are. This is acceptable.
This is an accept. This is a passing grade.
We didn't fail.
We didn't fail completely.
What a horrible start, though.
God,
what
that was
awful
terrible.
Start. Wow. Okay. I feel like we have two brain cells now. Oh, we were at one. All right. That makes sense. I'm so glad because the thing that threw off there was that there was some dialogue. There was. It seemed like there was more of a complete thought. But it still sounded like AI.
It sounded like AI. It was also just a little bit generic and like, you know, just, you know,
the king,
carrying off his name and a sword. Yeah. And you just,
there was no humanity to it.
Yeah, no, it felt soulless.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like my writing. Wait, Salty, did we say yours was AI or how do we determine? Or amateur? I think I said amateur for Salty's. You said that. I forget what we said for yours.
I think I called Salty AI.
You just hate everybody today. But okay, Salty, that one too. That was did that one. I know you saw it was AI as well. Did you think that one would trick us a little bit more because it had more of that complete thought, more of the interwoven, not interwoven.
Also,
but just,
it had dialogue. Yeah. Like even though he was talking to a tree, I kind of thought. Like the ones that AI like has quotation marks in it, you guys typically have a little bit harder of a time deciphering.
Yeah.
You know, whether or not it's normally between AI or a famous author. Most of the time, at least so far that I've noticed, but yeah, the dialogue ones, if it's just like a generic, like fantasy setting, typically you guys are pretty honed in on like which ones are AI, like especially Austin. Austin's like, yeah, this is like, generic fantasy, the woman's talking to the shade or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, and it's very beautifully descriptive, extra adverbs when used. So, yeah. But yeah, you can, yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. This is, was that number 18 or 7?
That was 18.
That was 18? Okay.
Next is number 19. We have 19 and 20, so we have two more.
Let's do it. All right. What's 19?
And strong.
Okay. Your Highness, do not use the word envy so casually when you do not know the paths others have trod on. Few women, no, few people, have the advantages you possess. If you lament that you cannot live as you like, perhaps it is because you have not tried to live as yourself at all.
Oh, that was quick. The shorter, the harder it is, too.
Sure.
Less to go off. Do you want to, again, Richard, are you confident with
one
it?
One more time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, one more.
Your Highness, do not use the word envy so casually when you do not know the paths others have trod on. Few women, no, few people, have the advantages you possess. If you lament that you cannot live as you like, perhaps it is because you have not tried to live as yourself at all.
Too clean, I'm going amateur. There's something about it that's too sanitized and doesn't feel like real dialogue, especially with someone speaking up to, you know, the queen and just or the princess or whatever.
Is it the few women? No, few people.
It's that
line of clarifying. It's the emphasis. Few women. No, few people.
Yeah,
that seemed a little more unnatural.
It feels too stilted, but also doesn't feel like AI.
Yeah. Oh, I'm between the two as well. Oh. I'm not completely confident, but few women, Your Highness, it starts with it. Few women, no. Few people, .. And what's the, is that all one, two sentences? How many sentences is that? Just
three.
Three? Okay.
which is technically a paragraph. If you ask Google, it's like minimum three,
yeah.
three to five. But some paragraphs can go on longer depending on if the scene needs more context. So
you said amateur?
I'm going amateur.
I'll split it. I think AI. I'm going to go AI just because. What did I do? Wow, I really don't know with this one. Well, between the two. I'm going to go AI. Just let's split it.
Okay.
I'll go AI.
This is actually a professional author.
Shit.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Oh.
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 Who's the author?
Who's the author?
This is Ken Liu from Wall of Storms.
Oh, Orcish, I'm so sorry. Orcish.
This was specifically requested from Orcish Dad. Wait.
That dialogue, though, now that you think about it, because it speaks in those more parables. The few women know, few people. When you read, we've read the first book, Grace of Kings, not book two. When you read Grace of Kings, the prose is like strangely lyrical in a way of that. Yeah. Now it may, okay, the few women know, few people, dot, 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 dot. Getting the context around the rest of the book.
In context, sounds
good.
But it just felt too clean and, you know, clean around the edges. The person who was speaking lacked some character.
Well, it was such a short snippet that without the context around it was hard to tell it was human.
Yeah.
It was, I would even say to Ken Liu would read that and go like, I can't tell what that is until you give more context to that. Yeah. It was just, oh man, Orcish, I'm so sorry. Oh. But when you read Grace of Kings, the prose in that is very, I don't want to say like biblical, that maybe that's the wrong word, but it speaks in.
It speaks like it's a parable or,
lyricism epic to it. Yeah. Yeah. It speaks passively too. It's not always active of, hey, this, mm-hmm. this, the boy throws the ball. Sometimes we'll go, the ball was thrown by the boy, and that has this passive lyricism to it. So it makes sense. Okay. No, Ken Liu's an awesome writer. So damn it.
Hey, all right, you called him AI. I just called him an amateur. Which one's worse?
Good question. Oh, yeah.
I at least called him human.
You did call him human. Oh, okay. This, what's number 20? So we have to end with a win.
This is the final one.
Okay. We have to end with a win.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. It had flaws, but what does that matter when it comes to the matters of the heart? We love what we love. Reason does not enter into it. In many ways, unwise love is the truest love. Anyone can love a thing because. That's as easy as putting a penny in your pocket. But to love something despite, to know the flaws and love them too, that is rare and pure and perfect.
Professional writer.
Professional writer, and I feel like I've read this before. Sounds familiar, but I think this is professional writer.
Yeah, I think so too.
And also beautiful. Hold on. Stab at the dark. I feel like salty.
Erickson again.
No. This is salty. He's ending it off, forcing us, making us read a goddamn Name of the Wind or whatever. He's making us read Name of the Wind again. It's Patrick Rothfuss. I'm going to stand by that. I think that's a Patrick Rothfuss quote, and, you know, Salty just
that's
wanted
a great
to
pull.
Rub it in our
that's
face.
That's some good meta.
On
that's,
the last one?
That's good meta. That is 100%. Real good. That's good meta. I completely support that. I endorse everything Rich just said.
You know, Rich, for as much as you fumbled throughout this whole thing, you really came through at the end.
Yeah!
Because
that's my co-host!
Woo!
That is Patrick Rothfuss, and that is actually from Wise Man's Fear.
So. I haven't even read the book!
And it sounds what a glorious this episode turned around.
Yeah.
Salty, thank you for this experiment. Good. That is beautiful. That was really good prose. Like that Rothfuss quote, that was very good.
Yeah,
that,
no, that it's really excellent. Good. No, yeah. He's a good writer. It's just he's a bad storyteller.
All right. Let me get out of here.
Salty, how do you think we fared? What's your analysis overall?
I think you guys passed with like a 70%, like a C plus or something like that.
Yeah.
That's where I think you guys landed.
I will share this document, like the numbers with our editor. He could put up on the score of how many we got right, how many we got wrong and all that stuff. So
can I see how this fare? Okay. Are the check marks the correct?
Check is correct. X is wrong.
Okay. So you just went 1 through 20. Got it. So, I'm trying to give a quick tally here. So RA means we did together. How did your symbols work here? RA.
R is my guess. A is your guess. Can you not read? Okay. I will do this.
Yeah.
Let me do it.
Tally it up. All right. Like, how many did you get? How many did I get? Consider it 19 because I can't cheat.
I'm just doing us together.
Yeah. How many total?
We got 6 wrong.
Okay. Oh, collectively 6 wrong, meaning one of us got it. Okay.
We got 14 right. Why did I count? I could have just.
But that's collective.
I didn't need to count that. 20 minus 6.
20 is 0.7, which is 70%, which is a C passing grade.
Wow.
Barely passing.
Hey, if we do this another time, we have to crush that score because that's unacceptable. Salty, thank you for putting this together. This was enlightening.
Sure.
And sure, I think from this, though, if people are however people did at home, let us know. But seeing the patterns over time is cool to pick up on.
I personally think there will actually be courses in school where like they're going to have to do something like this as actual tests for new students, new people to actually tell if something's AI or not. I feel like this is actually a very helpful thing to try and pick up on the patterns of what AI will do. So you can try to avoid it or at least avoid it in your own writing. I feel like we're going to see this as actual homework in high schools later down the line.
I could see that.
I feel like too, what I could do as well, just to try to break the pattern, because you guys have kind of recognized like that segment's like pattern recognition, is I could try to generate a new like set or whatever and try to be like, hey, include some dialogue
include character work and names,
names, and see if that might trip you guys up at all.
That's good. Okay. Yeah. If everybody wants a round two, let us know down below and Salty can get some new logs in there.
Yeah.
And maybe Rich and I next time we'll come prepared with a set of like a small set, maybe 3 of our own to see if we could trick you, Salty. We'll do like a little segment.
Let you get in on the fun.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds fun. That sounds like a good time.
Salty, thanks for joining us, Rich.
Yeah.
Anything to sign off with?
That was fun and, you know, good try on trying to get me to read Wise Man's Fear.
I got that little bit. You said it was beautiful, you bitch.
That was your shining moment. That you just completely read him and went, no, that is why. He, of course, you would end with that.
Yeah.
Dude, okay.
Bro doesn't even play chess. Come on, man.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next episode.
Bye, everyone.
Peace.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.